Father, we thank thee today for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. We ask that thou wilt open the Word, that we might be able to lay hold of the truth of it today. Grandfather, as we understand the Word and application is made to our lives, that our growth will be evident. Individual needs today as thou dost see them to be, and we'll give thee all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, you will want to open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 5. Which we have been studying together. In this portion of Revelation chapter 5, we are in the midst of what we have referred to as the noisy scene in heaven, when the Lord Jesus Christ takes the seven sealed book from the hand of him who sits upon the throne and prepares to open it, all heaven breaks loose. And there is a tremendous theme of praise being offered there in the glory world. Now we said that every believer would enter in to the singing of a song, the song of the blood of the Lamb. And we have said that we will have the glad privilege someday of joining in the song concerning redemption's story. Today, we want to continue our thinking of the passage by calling to your attention what is found in the 11th verse of the 5th chapter. Romans chapter 5, verse 11, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the four living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands." Actually, in the original text, these are words that cannot be translated into actual numbers. The translators used the words 10,000 times 10,000 because back in that day, a million was a pretty big figure. But a million does not mean anything much to folk today. As a matter of fact, in the eyes of many, you're a small operator. If you're talking about a million, you've got to get way out there to the billions and the trillions and whatever comes after. If you're going to be operating in the manner in which we are today. Actually, the word here could better be myriads of myriads, a numberless, numberless throng. Somebody said there are going to be more people in hell than there are in heaven. Don't you believe it? John looked around and he could not begin to count. So he just said, "Myriads of myriads, join in this glad song." Now in verse 12 we continue. This countless number of people saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea, all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Now, notice a distinction with me. You can read the Word of God too hurriedly and miss what it has to say to you. In verse 9, the saints of God are singing. In verse 12, all the angelic creatures are singing, and they are singing out of hearts, willing hearts, which are rejoicing in what has been done. In verse 13, people are ascribing praise, not out of willing hearts, but because they have no choice. The Apostle Paul said that there would come a day when every knee should bow and every heart should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. They won't want to, but they'll have to. It will not mean that they will be saved. But it will mean that these lips that have been sealed because they refuse to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior will someday be open, and they will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. Every creature which is in heaven, the heavens are peopled by the angels of the devil which are going about doing his work. But they will stop in the midst of their work and say, "Glory to God." They will not want to, I repeat, but they will have to. The people on the earth who made fun of people that put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and who will be left on the earth to endure the tribulation, and who will not be interested in things spiritual, will somehow be awakened to the celebration that is going on in heaven, and they will be forced to cry out, "Glory to God!" I repeat, they will not want to, but they will have to, because they will have no choice about it. Look down now in the 13th verse again, and notice what we read there. Such as are under the earth. Who is it that's under the earth? Well, read the Epistle of Jude when you have time. There we find there is a prison house of darkness. The Bible says some angels are chained in that prison house of darkness because their evil deeds were so terrible that God said, in so many words, we cannot let them loose. Chain them until the day of judgment. Into that prison house of darkness will come filtering down the light of this glorious celestial praise meeting. Those angels under the earth will cry out, "Glory to God." I repeat, they will have to. They will not be able to escape it. Now, if you will look again at the verse, you will notice the phrase, "such as are in the sea." Now, we have tried to present a sane and sensible study of the book of the Revelation. When we have told you what we believe things mean, we have verses of Scripture upon which to base our opinion. Because we want to continue to bring you a sane and sensible study of the book of the Revelation, we're going to tell you, as we do now, that we are frank to say we don't know what everything means, and we are frank to say that we do not know what this phrase, "such as are in the sea," actually means. I know only that there are in the Word of God several references to creatures which inhabit the sea, probably as a prison house, which are going to stand by someday before God. Those creatures are going to cry out, "Glory to God," for they will have no choice. It would seem to me now, if you're going to have to ascribe praise and glory to God in spite of yourself someday, it would be better to do it now out of a willing heart. So I want to encourage you, if you have never placed your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to do so right now. Then you will be able to join that happy throng in the glory world that will sing of the blood, a song that angels would give anything to sing but can't because they've never been redeemed. The joy that our redemption brings will be the reason for this song. And angels, as wonderful as is the position which they have and as important as they are in the economy of God, will never be able to sing the song because they have not been redeemed. That's the reason why the Word of God is quick to say that when the Lord Jesus Christ changed the form, which operation was necessary for his redemption of the human race, that he took not upon himself the form of angels, but he took upon himself the form of man. He became in fashion as a man, and he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, that we might have the privilege of being redeemed. He waits to be your Savior today, if you give him the opportunity. We hope you will.